Welcome to the podcast. May contain swearing and or graphic material. You have been warned. Don't come after me.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
We are back.
We are.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Alicia.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
Dun, da, da.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Seriously, every time stuff like that happens, just makes me think we need to record. The looks on the faces that we get, the stuff, you know, it's only audio. You can't see all the fun stuff that's happening behind the audio. Some days, not all days, but today we're just really just like having a conversation. I don't think there's like a ginormous topic. There's not.
No.
Just that we'd like
to talk.
I don't
think there's anything like super extravagant going on.
No.
I mean, things have been pretty chill, which
we
is
don't want
great.
Anybody
like, knock
to
on wood, but
we don't want anybody to miss out on your silk-like butter voice.
Oh, we could not deny our fans silk-like butter.
I know. It's a thing. So if you are an avid listener and you were around last week, we did propose a question to the audience about something Jesse said. Jesse, what did you say last week?
Itu brute.
And myself and our producer, Maxwell, did not know what was going on. So we proposed it out to the audience. I don't think that's the wording I'm supposed to use. Anyways.
We asked our listeners to chime in.
Yeah, to guess or tell us what the crap this was. So please fill us in on the answer to this thing.
So in Julius Caesar, when everyone turns on him and all the politicians and all his people are stabbing him repeatedly, and Brutus walks up and stabs him as well, he looks at Brutus and says, "Etu Brute?" So you also, Brutus, like, everyone's going to turn on me and you also?
So there's your answer for anybody who cared. I did get some guesses. Funny enough, the first two guesses I got, I was like, how did I not get this? Genie from Aladdin says it.
Which scene?
And Caesar pops up when he says it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep, how? Yep. How? All the Disney movies all the time. I watch constantly every day of my life.
What listener caught that?
Two listeners caught that.
Okay.
They're like,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Genie from Aladdin. And I'm like, oh my God, you're so right. It is Genie. Right?
Yeah,
it is Genie.
Good job, kiddo. Right?
I think somebody guessed Hamilton. And then I actually got a guess today. Earlier, and it was the correct guess, and it's exactly what you said. It's crazy how much the wording was like, yeah, it was, anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
Fun fact.
Right on to the listener that got it right. I think that's awesome. I think it's way cool.
I'll take you to Dutch Bros for a coffee. I know you like Dutch Bros.
I do.
Not you.
Oh.
The listener. I know the listener who won likes Dutch Bros.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And who is said listener?
I probably should not say names on the air.
Okay.
That's not fair.
Okay. That's probably true.
You know me. I like to keep
but
it on
But I do love that we got participation. I do. I love it.
Agreed.
I think it's awesome.
Super awesome.
Especially for just like some rando piece of information that I held on to.
Yeah, really. It's just funny. I just laughed when they were like, "It's the genie," and I'm like, "Oh my God, you're so right."
It is, and I hadn't even I didn't even think about it, but it is 100% Etu Brute.
Yeah,
and he does. He pops up.
Yeah, so funny, so funny. But yes, yeah, so listener, that you won. Hey, you know who you are. Hit me up. We'll go get coffee.
We're gonna have. I would maybe we should start something like this. That, you know, again, listeners, chime in if you think.
Yeah, because I know most of the listeners anyway, yeah. So.
If you have an opinion. What if we did like something like that, like a trivia or a game or something like that? And even if a listener from, you know, across the pond or something like that wins, we could even, like, you know, mail something like changing the chances t-shirt. We'd have to make some. We don't have any kind of memorabilia.
Have t-shirts. Maybe you're getting ahead of yourself. I mean, a little bit. I like where you're going.
I want some swag.
I like where you're going.
I want some swag.
But let's just, like, one thing at a time. Cool?
Fine.
Cool, yeah?
Okay.
And our producer's freaking out right now. Banana.
Banana?
How much it costs to mail things out of this?
Well, if it's a sticker, we're fine. What if it's a sticker?
I'm not mad.
I used to mail Christmas cards across the pond. Yeah.
We could send a signed autographed picture of Piper.
Oh, that's so cute. Nobody wants that.
What are you talking about? She is changing the chances.
I mean, she really is.
She's the whole reason for the podcast.
But I mean.
But no, I'm thinking like a hat or a shirt.
Okay.
Beer koozie.
Okay. Well,
how are you? For when they decide to play the drinking game with us.
Oh my gosh! If we ever get big enough, all I'm saying is we are planning a live event drinking game.
Oh boy.
Or something, because we got to
ski shots and stuff.
Like, it's just gonna have to happen.
We got to do a change in the chances after dark, I think.
Oh man, we're gonna have to get Dallas in on that. Max already washed his hands of that and said never gonna happen. So, Dallas, you're up, buddy.
Yeah.
I know you got fancy equipment over there.
Right?
Down the street?
Down the street. Yeah.
Oh, so it's like down the street compared to, what, 3 blocks, 4 blocks?
Also down the street.
Yeah.
He's on a car to get over here.
No. It's but I true. Would even I would travel to him. He's probably got a quieter house, let's be honest.
I don't know.
Could it be?
Maybe. It depends.
Maybe. Do you like this conversation we're all having? Are you all in on this
thing? But it's just a conversation topic today. Just a basic
conversation. We're just hanging out. We're just talking because we're funny.
I thought we could just kind of touch base with school. Piper is now, what, 2 months in?
I don't know.
6 weeks? 2 months? Something
don't
like that.
Don't make me do the math.
Something like that.
The only thing I want to say.
She is loving it.
Oh, yeah, no, love school.
Yes.
And we've talked about school a lot this year so far.
She's loving it. She is kicking butt and taking names, making all kinds of friends.
All kinds of friends. Yeah.
I love it.
Love it so much. The only issue, we are having some technical difficulty at school this year.
Such as?
And I'm not complaining, okay? I have said it before. I will say it again. I will say it a million times. Piper does go to a public school, but they do an amazing job. And we've been so fortunate to have the people. Hashtag blessed. I would never say that, but Jesse just mimed it to me. Anyways, I would never say that. If you've ever met me, I would never say those words. Anyways,
Piper thought it was funny
because Piper even knows. Mom's not gonna say that crazy.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, no. So again, just minor issues that just are more irritating than everything. I think there is lack of communication going on within the school that's also not coming home to me, which is super irritating for me. I don't like to consider myself like a helicopter parent. I'm not all up in everybody's business. I'm pretty laid back.
It's a helicopter parent. You just hover?
Yes, when you constantly have to know every single thing all the freaking time.
Like a super huge micromanager.
Probably somebody who's volunteering every damn day because you don't know how not to be with your kid. And I definitely am not that parent, so I have the ability to volunteer every day, and I ain't gonna because I don't wanna. So
you're not that mom.
No, 100% not that mom. If you are that mom, great, power to you, amazing. I am not. I thought I would be, but I'm not. This is just who I am.
And you know
here
what?
We are.
Everybody's got their strong suits.
Yes, and that is not mine. And my kid needs to be away from me. So for all of our sanity.
She really does enjoy, like, and I like when she goes and hangs out with your parents or when she goes to my mom's and she hangs out. Because then when we do come and get her, she is genuinely excited to see us.
That's true.
Like she does. You can see it. She gets excited. She's happy. Yeah, this girl right there.
I know. She's having so much fun right now.
And I love it because then it does. It's like, well, she does love me.
No, agreed. Agreed.
But, as she laughs, because it's so, like, yeah, I do.
Piper hasn't gotten any kind of paperwork sent home with her this year.
Such as?
Any like, kind of paperwork. Less picture day. Picture day came up, and I didn't get any information on picture day. None.
Okay.
It was so the day before picture day, and I had to ask.
Have you spoken to the principal about this?
Well, I'm not going straight to the principal, because that feels way too, like, quick. You gotta talk to the teachers first. Which is fine. I can do that. And I did. I brought it up to her sped teacher.
Oh, like, okay. Hey, I'm like, I don't play.
I know, but I have to deal with them every day. And when you do it nicely, things actually happen easier and better as long as it happens.
I could be nice and go in and tell the principal, yo, look, this is what's going on. Like,
and as a principal, I'd look at you and go, I don't know. Do you have a conversation with their teachers?
No, I'm coming to you because you should manage your teachers.
I'm not a babysitter. We just had this exact conversation in a different scenario. Don't be flipping it around all of us. No.
No, you're anyways, right. No, go up the chain of command for sure.
Yes. And like there is a field trip coming up next week and I brought it up to her teacher. And she had no idea there was a field trip coming up. So we had to, you know, point that out, and she had to have a conversation with her third grade class teacher and figure that all out. So that's exciting. Again, not huge issues, just like I don't want to be the person who's babysitting what's supposed to be happening here.
Like you said, you have to deal with these people, and it already is kind of like touchy because Piper is not typical.
Yeah.
So you do. You kind of got to, because you have to be her advocate, but at the same time.
Yeah. Well, and you have to learn what's important, what's not.
Yes.
At this current moment, it's battles. Not like a massive, you know, we have parent-teacher conferences next week. I will talk to her third grade teacher. We'll have a conversation. If nothing changes, it'll be a different conversation after that. Do you know what I mean?
I get it.
So it's not a huge deal. Honestly, out of all the years in school, this is probably the worst thing that we've dealt with.
No, and they have. This
and so, seriously, it's really not like been. It's an issue. It's just more irritating than anything.
Yes.
So we have to have a conversation.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, like I saw, I think I even mentioned it the other time we did the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a meme about, you know, it's maybe be nice about IEPs, like instead of telling your
start pointing out what
they can't do. Guess what? Believe me, we know what she can't do.
Yeah.
We would really appreciate it if you would tell us what she does do and what kind of brightness and light she brings to the classroom. Yeah. You know, like,
and I do hear that a lot.
I know you've come home so often, especially after you went and talked to all the kids, you know, like they're reading books to Piper now. And, you know, like they are interacting more so, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you were able to go and do that at the school.
It was amazing.
And now she gets more interaction and she's gotten so much more vocal since school has started.
Yeah.
And even more so with the more interaction that she's getting at school. And I just love it. Because she's there.
Yeah.
She's there 100%. She's still a person.
Still a person. She just wants to have fun like all the rest of the kids.
And she finds just the most wonderful things funny. Like, I love when we watch TV and she hears a child crying.
Oh my
Not
gosh.
Even a baby. Like, she can hear a grown man in pain crying and she laughs hysterically. And it's like, that's my girl, man. I love it.
I just laugh and I think, you know what? She's probably in her head like, thank God it's you and not me.
Right.
Because she's been through so much in her whole life. Yeah. Like, you know what? It's way better it's you than me. So this is funny.
She knows. Like, this is what it sounds like when I cry.
Oh,
like, man. And it's usually for something that doesn't feel good. So, like, you know, she knows these things. It's like her whole demeanor changes when we go to the hospital. Like,
I know.
When we take her for like a checkup or something like that or whatever, not for a dire situation, when she is coherent, her demeanor changes 100% as soon as you cross that threshold.
It's just like at school, her demeanor changes.
Mm-hmm.
The second that her aide comes and gets her from me, she is like trying to jump out of her wheelchair because she's so excited to be there.
Love that. I do. Yeah. I love hearing that. Yes. I like that she has made such a connection with her aide this year. I mean, because all of her aides.
Yeah, yes, she gets all of them.
I apologize. She has multiple. But all of her aides throughout her school time have been good.
They have. This year, they've been my favorite.
Yeah.
Call me biased or whatever, but they've changed every year. And this year has been my favorite set so far.
Really?
Yeah. That's nothing bad against the other ones. The other ones are all great,
too. No. Nothing amazing bad at all. But,
they've been my favorite ones so far.
Wow. And so. I was going to say, like, there has been high praise for all of her aides.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a huge compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So at least all the ones I've met.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've met them all, if I'm being honest. I
haven't met any of them, so.
I know I've met three of them and two more, but I don't think they're her aides. I think they just help.
Like general. Like a general.
In the
school area.
Classrooms.
Like, gotcha.
But, you know, some will help with older kids and stuff, but yeah. So it's been awesome. We actually saw the other day her preschool teacher. Do you remember her deaf preschool teacher?
Yes.
Because I can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name either. But
she was at her school.
Was hearing impaired, yeah.
I don't remember why. And I poked my head out of the car and said hi. She was trucking. She was trying to get into the school for whatever she was doing. And when I waved to me and it just dawned on her. And then she remembered who Piper was and came over and said hi. And oh my gosh, so dang sweet.
Yeah.
So dang sweet. I'm glad that she remembered her.
Did you get yourself in the eye?
Oh my goodness. I'm glad she's so happy.
Yeah, she's been happy.
She's wild. She's wild.
So the other day was my birthday.
Yes.
And I decided I wanted some surf and turf. I
thank goodness, because if anybody knows me, I don't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian, which is fine. But I thought we were going to Texas Roadhouse. Nothing against Texas Roadhouse, but I can't eat anything at Texas Roadhouse.
You can. It's just a bunch of sides, though, that are overpriced.
Yeah. I don't want to pay. Yeah. But anyways, it was your birthday.
Anyways, it was my birthday, and I wanted surf and turf. And so we went to Red Lobster. And when we get there, and
the host... we got there at old people hour, okay?
Yeah, we did. I'm
not trying to offend anybody. But like... It was before 5. Okay.
Yeah, it was before five. And then by the time we got our food, it was probably about 5:30. But I was craving a steak, and then it just had hit me. I'm like, oh yeah, steak and lobster. So we looked up the menu and we decided there was some stuff that Alicia could get. So we went. And the guy, when we got there, the hostess dude right there at the door, he was so chill.
Oh,
like
he was so nice.
He was cool, because like we walk up and obviously you can tell Piper takes up some space, and he asked us, he's like, you know, do you guys want a table or a booth? And it's like, whatever you got, man. At this point, she's gonna take up space wherever we go. So
yeah, just remember, we're taking this child who has our own seating system with her. Yeah. So wherever you want to put us, it'll work.
And then he kind of tilted his head and he looked at us and he looked at Piper and he goes, does she want to touch a live lobster?
Well, because we were having a conversation too. I was telling Piper, we wheeled her up to the tank. And I'm like, girl, if you want to eat a lobster, I will let you pick a lobster.
Oh, yes.
We will buy it. You can have it. And so then he did ask.
He's like, does she want to touch a live lobster? And I'm like, hell yes, she does.
Yeah. Why would we pass up this opportunity? Yeah.
So Alicia got a picture.
I did. It's on Instagram. It's already there because I was so excited.
The one that I wish she would have been able to have gotten, Piper like kind of slapped this thing.
She just put it in its place.
And
you dinner, bitch.
She, but then she like felt like the rough little spiny things that they can kind of have on their outer shell. Mm-hmm. And she picked her hand up so quick. She went, nope, I'm done. I'm out. Like, but it was just so cool because it was a little bit of faith in humanity. Like the guy did not have to do that.
Oh, no. 100%. That was way above and beyond anything he needed to do.
Yeah. Like, he didn't even have to. And like, it made most my people day. Don't even acknowledge.
Yes.
It's just kind of like, whatever.
So, the whole thing, I think the whole experience at Red Lobster was amazing.
Well, yeah, because even our waitress, like, you know, does she need anything? Do you guys need anything for her? Is, you know, mm-hmm.
She always checked in to make sure Piper didn't need anything.
Nope. She did. She was really good about that. And then when she found out it was my birthday, she's like, oh, well, save room in your tummy for some ice cream because you'll get free ice cream. So after she came and brought us our to-go boxes and stuff, and she's like, all right, I'll go get that ice cream. And so when she brought it over, I'll have to put it up. I'll send it to you.
Send it to me. I'll put it on.
Put it on Instagram. And it was really cute. Like, said happy birthday. And she asked, she goes, do you want to sing happy birthday? And I said, I really could care less, but my daughter loves it. And she's like, okay. So we sang happy birthday and Piper just laughed.
Oh my God.
Because she does. She loves the singing.
Again, she probably didn't have to do that. No. That was probably not in her job description.
I mean, I think the birthday thing, like her asking, but I mean, yeah, it was just her. She didn't go and get anybody else. Like she just
yeah.
Was
most
like,
places don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
because of the complaints. Because other people are so freaking grumpy.
Yeah, I'm so over cancel culture, but I'm not even gonna get into that. But yeah, it was really good. I had a great dinner. I mean,
I had a great dinner.
I indulged. I would like totally fat kid did up, man. Lobster tail, 12-ounce New York strip steak. Baked potato. I got your shrimp because your like rice bowl thing or whatever came with shrimp, which was delicious. It was like jalapeno ranch shrimp.
It was so good.
It was so good. It was delicious. So
the dressing, not the shrimp. I didn't eat the shrimp, clearly. But
the dressing that they had poured over your bowl like had gotten on the shrimp, and it was good.
Oh my
And
gosh.
Of course the cheddar baked biscuits.
They're so good.
Can't go wrong with the cheddar baked biscuits.
Just a great experience.
It was a good dinner. And it was
a good family experience. There was also another family there that had to like sneak past Piper's wheelchair because again, she takes up quite a bit of space. And they were the young kids.
Oh, the youngest
so
one.
So sweet.
The littlest boy.
Excuse
you know,
me, I'm sorry.
And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. And he was like, oh, no, it's totally okay.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the kid was
so
like
cute.
6 years old, man. Like, he was so cute. Like, totally was just like, oh, no worries, no problem.
Oh, just love it so much.
Yeah, it puts a little faith
it does.
Back in humanity that, like, maybe
I just love
not
that.
All people completely and totally suck. Like, ugh.
Yeah, I get that.
What are you doing, silly Lily?
You wild.
Yeah.
You wild. We also went to the fair. The fair was here.
Oh, yes.
Yay, fair.
Yeah,
woo!
We did. We went to the fair.
It wasn't super exciting. Piper was not feeling it.
No, she was kind of in a funky mood that day.
She was like tired.
I was hoping that maybe getting there would kind of bump her out of it, perk her up, because we'd be outside and there'd be all the noise and all the people. And she didn't give two shits.
Mm-mm, she was sad.
Not even a little bit. Like, no.
It's been staying long.
No, I mean, what? An hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, like we
not
were
even
in
2 hours.
Like, we were gonna try and get her on some rides, but she just was so like sleepy.
She
know.
Did.
Was
she
just not.
She was drooling really bad, so I didn't know if maybe like she's got another loose tooth.
I know who freaking knows.
I
won't
I
know
until
there's blood on the floor.
I know. Seriously,
and a tooth is gone or something. Such as life.
But yeah, she just and it was a little warm, but. I don't know if it was the heat or maybe she just wasn't feeling good, but she definitely was not feeling the fair. Like,
so unfortunately,
care.
We didn't get to ride any rides, but you know, I think we
really there was only one that I wanted to get her on that the rocking boat. Like they have,
she would have liked like the scrambler situation.
Yeah.
She's done that before, but yeah, the boat's always her favorite. But I think we all got something. I got to drink a beer because who doesn't like an overpriced beer? I always do. I don't know why. I just like an overpriced beer.
It's because of the atmosphere.
I'm just
where you're
there,
getting it.
And I want to. And some fried funnel cake, because
yum. Yeah, overpriced, heavy, dense, oily funnel cake.
It was a lot. I'm glad you split it with me.
Yeah,
it
was like, a lot. We split it, and we were both just like, oh, should not have ate that.
You got a lemonade.
I did. That lemonade was delicious.
It was delicious.
That was
this
so
man was
strawberry.
Like handshaking all these lemonades. I'm like, I don't know how your arms are not killing
like,
you. I do not know.
He was. He was handshaking him.
Piper got cotton candy because she likes, I'm not going to say she loves cotton candy, she does not hate cotton candy.
She's confused with it because as soon as it hits her mouth, it dissolves and she doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, I think she likes like sweet. The flavor because it's sugary. It's sugar.
It's straight sugar. Like what child
but you're
not
right.
Like
the texture is weird because it's like a solid and then it's gone.
Yep, it's solid, it's gone, and then it like leaves like a residue on your tongue. So she's like, what is this? What?
Yeah, so it's confusing. So she always gets cotton candy when we go because it's super easy for her to eat and I don't have to worry about her choking on it. So that's all.
She also got a stuffed animal.
And she did. And she got a stuffed animal unicorn that lights up at night. So that's
I thought it was pretty cute. That's why she got it. I mean,
yeah. It's her new bed light.
Who was it that was like, who asked if I want it for her or something? I'm like, I want it for $25.
Oh, your mom. And a stuffed animal that size rigged. Would have been $25 to win. Easily. But. We actually did run into a lady as we were getting her stuffed animal who came up and said, I hope you don't mind me asking, but asked if she had a certain disorder.
Yeah.
And I said, no, she doesn't. She just has cerebral palsy. And she goes, oh, well, my child does have that. And she just, I happened to look at her and I saw some traits that might be that. And I said, no, we knew somebody who had that, but no, she doesn't. But we don't get those kind of questions very often.
No. And which is
totally fine.
Which was great because she obviously knew what she was talking about. So
yeah, yes.
So it wasn't just like some rando question, like.
Which is funny. I also think when we went to the fair, we didn't go last year. The year before, we ran into some people for that same genetic disorder.
I remember we talked.
We had like a whole conversation with them.
We did. I remember now. Yes. Yes, we did. Yeah, like we tried to, we walked through the petting zoo. Piper usually gets excited when we're, you know, with the animals. She didn't care.
It's like being back on the farm.
Who yeah,
like
she the didn't smell care about any cow. Of it, man.
I don't know.
Cow, horse, pig, chicken.
The little lambs were so cute.
They were. They looked delicious.
So I showed Jesse this thing on Instagram today. Sorry, you said chicken.
Chicken?
And it's a teacher who teaches kindergarten.
Oh my gosh.
And she was saying, one of my kindergarten students came up to me and did today and said, I want to tell you something. She's like, okay. She's like, did you know that an egg sandwich is basically like a chicken sandwich? This kid is not wrong, right?
No. I mean, logically thinking for a child in kindergarten.
Right?
You tell him chickens come from eggs
and you're eating
like,
eggs.
Well,
it's a chicken.
You're eating a chicken sandwich still.
I mean, I know all the logistics you're not, but seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. But for like let's see, kindergarten, what are you, 5, 6?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a 6-year-old, that makes total logical sense.
Yeah. It's brilliant. I just said chicken, it made me think of that. And I was like, yeah.
That child's already leaps and bounds ahead of flat earthers.
Thinking outside the box.
Is a hot dog a hamburger?
Why would a hot dog be a hamburger?
If you made it in the shape, if you made a hamburger in the shape of a hot dog, is it still a hot dog or is it a hamburger?
Is that what we're asking?
It's still meat between two pieces of bread.
But
is it in the form
hot dog
of a wiener
is,
or is it in the form
no, but
of
a hot
patty?
Dog's a different meat, isn't it? Than
a hot dog's all the leftovers that just get.
But it's is it isn't it pig?
You can get pork. They've got beef, pork.
Oh, I guess they do have beef. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm like, but isn't it a whole different animal? Does that make any sense? Or,
yeah, beef,
you're, right. In all fairness, I'm vegetarian. I'm like, just get...
Whatever. You haven't been vegetarian your entire life.
You're right. I haven't been. But I've probably been vegetarian longer than I haven't been.
Well, you've been vegetarian 17 years, 20 years.
Since 2004.
Yeah. What are we in? 2022? Yeah, it's been a minute.
So, I mean, almost...
Yeah.
Almost longer than
almost
I haven't
longer,
been.
Yeah.
So... In my defense, I think I win this argument that I didn't need to know because I'm a vegetarian. The conversations we have that mean nothing. Aren't you glad you came by for this conversation, people?
Yeah, right? We're a good time.
We're making you think.
We're a good time.
Making you think. Eggs are just like chicken, right? I do eat eggs, though.
You do eat eggs.
I do.
And milk
and
cheese.
No. Vegetarians just meat. Vegans, all the other stuff.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You still eat those things.
Yes, but some vegetarians don't eat eggs.
Oh, I know.
Some will come after me for hearing this that I eat eggs. I eat eggs every damn day.
Do you?
Suck it.
No, you don't. Not every damn day.
I have this week.
Oh.
Depends on the week. Because we had
fresh eggs. Straight from the chicken.
Straight from the chicken. True story.
Yeah. Brother-in-law down the street.
Yeah.
Got chickens.
I know. I used eggs. All their eggs, so I need to get some more.
Oh, did you?
I did. Anyways, that was besides any point where, you know, again, just a conversation. We're just hanging out. We're just lightening the mood.
America.
Sometimes I think we get so heavy on here, we forget that we're just like people who just talk about random shit. Not that anybody's here for random shit, but.
Well, we were going to.
If you're here for my winning personality.
No, they're here for Silk Like Butter.
You know what? Fight me.
What was that? Bite me?
Fight me.
Bite me.
Okay. Ooh, that was loud. That was so loud. Sorry.
Well, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah.
And
producer's doing the happy dance.
Yep, he is. He looks like a little boy that he just got told that he can go buy a video game.
He's a little boy with no strings.
There are no strings.
To hold me down. To make me.
I'm a real boy. Anyway, thanks for coming by, everybody. We love you guys. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.